1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. We'll start this conversation in Phoenix with Shirley on the line. Wants to talk about her chamomile ash tree. Go ahead, Shirley.
Yes, I have a chamomile ash tree that I have had for 7 years. When I bought it, it was in a 24-inch box. It's planted in a lawn area between a sidewalk and a drive. And it has done very well, but now it's putting out some roots that are coming up on the top of the ground, or pushing through the ground. I want to know if I can cut those roots off without damaging the tree.
Oh, no. You can't. You're always going to do some damage to any tree by removing some of those roots. You're opening the wound up for diseases and all kinds of other things. I'm okay with you removing, a root once in a while if it's, going underneath the driveway. You said the tree is planted between the driveway and a walkway or something like that. If it starts to cause some damage to the asphalt or the concrete where it's starting to heave something up, by all means, go in there and try and excise that particular root out. But I wouldn't make a habit of doing too many at one time. You're going to, especially a chamomile ash tree where, you're going to start doing some damage, that tree is going to start defoliating if we send it into too much shock, which then means it's going to sunburn, and it's just a bad recipe.
We appreciate the call. You could always get in touch with a local arborist if you need somebody to come out and give you some good consulting advice if you're trying to I'm save that tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always, everybody always asks when's the best time to plant a tree. And I always say, 20 years ago or today, that's the two best times to plant one. And she's got a tree that she's had in the ground for 7 years, and you'll never get those 7 years back. That all starts, too, with, where to plant the tree. That sounds like that tree, probably, especially that particular tree, chamomile ash, which gets, 30, 40 feet tall and wide, probably would have been a better tree selection to plant between a walkway and a driveway than the chamomile ash.
As she's talking about roots and removing them, and it's amazing how trees can survive. Mm-hmm. Last Sunday, we put in at White Bridge in Camp Verde, and we paddled the Verde down to Beasley Flats.
Okay.
It's about a 10-mile river trip. Mm-hmm. Takes about 6 or 7 hours with current water flow. And as you're going through Camp Verde, and you see a lot of great properties that are backed up to the river and
right.
These huge trees, but you also see a lot of washouts
right.
And huge exposed root balls. Obviously, that's a tree that thrives in that environment. But you see these massive amounts of exposed roots from where banks have been mm-hmm. washed away, and that tree's just standing there just fine.
Hanging in there.
It really makes you wonder. But there's this one spot, Jeff, we came around, and you could drive to this area. It was near the end of the run towards Beasley Flats, and somebody had put a little picnic bench under this huge, huge cottonwood tree. And the cottonwood tree had to have been, from the trunk to the far edge, the radius was 50 feet at least. This root came all the way out. It had barked over. It had been exposed so long. And it was still as big around as, your head going back into the ground past the canopy of the tree going back into the bank.
How cool.
That root, it just, the picture of what that root tree must be doing into the bank on the other side. It was very fascinating. They're survivors.
They are survivors. And you're also talking about a tree that's indigenous
hundreds
to also got, roots dead into the water, and so a lot less stressful.
I'll have to go back down and nominate that one for a champion tree. I think that was pretty impressive. If somebody didn't get in today or wanted to visit with you during the week,
you can always call me. I'm down at the Harper's Nursery at 2529 North Hayden Road. That phone number is 480-946-3481.
Jeff Harper of the Harper's Nursery Brothers. Y'all have been And the nursery business in Arizona for?
Oh.
Six, seven decades?
Yeah. Since 1943, I believe. Long
started
time.
As a victory garden?
Started as a victory garden. My grandfather started it as a victory garden, late World War II, and kind of capitalized from there.
Very good. Appreciate your time this Saturday morning.
Oh, no problem. Always enjoy it.
The 9 o'clock hour next is the open line hour. Anything and everything about your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. And then the 10 o'clock hour, we're talking outdoor living. It's even aside from the allergies that you heard about last year, it's still beautiful weather out there. I mean, you had mentioned that you're not sleeping in a closed environment. Our doors are open in our house till 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. Our office windows are open. Just a beautiful time of the year. Let's get out and enjoy it. That'll be coming up at the 10 o'clock hour. It's Rosie on the House.